There was an article in the New York Times this week about the increasing amount of anxiety among our young people. And they told the story of a young man named Jake, who was a junior in high school. Jake was the oldest son of a very supportive family, and he was very active. He was taking 3 advanced placement courses in high school, running on the cross-country team, and traveling to conferences for the Model United Nations. And it was a lot for him to carry, but he was managing it until one day his mother said it seemed like he just ran at 150 miles an hour into a brick wall. When she called him to go to school, he wouldn't come, and she found him curled up in a ball in his room. He said, "I'm not coming out. I can't take it anymore." He said, "You just don't understand." It seemed that school was just impossible for him. It had become too much. He felt like people were judging him all the time. He felt that he was unable to meet the standards, and he was never going to be good enough. He began to have stomach problems. He had migraine headaches. His parents took him to the doctor, gave him Prozac and some other medication, and didn't really seem to make much difference. He was hospitalized for a while. He locked himself in the bathroom and tried to drown himself in the bathtub. Just a terrible time for this family. Finally, they sent him to a residential treatment center. And there, with the therapists and with the other people in treatment, he was able to find a way to talk back to his anxiety and find a way to cope with it. You know, there is, it seems like, an increasing amount of anxiety among our young people. There's such pressure to succeed these days. There's such amount of competition and comparison on social media like Facebook. There's just this drumbeat of bad news on TV. So, you know, it's hard to be a kid today. It's hard to be an adult today. Anxiety is something that we all cope with. In our lesson from Philippians today, Paul says, "The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make known your requests to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." In other words, when you're anxious, pray and you'll find peace. Years ago, I was on a solo kayak trip in Southeast Alaska. And I would kayak by day among the islands of the inland sea there. And at night, I would pitch my tent on shore. And it seemed like no matter where I pitched my tent, there was always a bear trail leading right up to it. And I was really afraid of bears. I thought that somehow in the middle of the night, a bear was going to come up and eat me. Now, I knew that was not rational, because bears don't eat humans. And besides, this was an area where there's only black bears and not brown bears, and black bears aren't that dangerous. But I just couldn't help it, be afraid. So when I got done with the trip, I wrote my mother that I had been afraid when I was camping out there. And she wrote back and she said, "Have you ever tried praying?" Well, at that time, I was not a praying person. And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. That's not a very good strategy. If the bear is outside my tent, how is prayer going to keep the bear outside? I should have a gun or pepper spray or an air horn or something. But I think my mother knew something that I didn't at that time. A definition of anxiety that I like says that anxiety is overestimating the danger and underestimating our ability to cope. You know, it's so easy to exaggerate the dangers out there, exaggerate the problem. That young man, Jake, exaggerated the problems that were ahead of him. He felt that if he failed the test, then he was going to flunk the course, and if he flunked the course, he wouldn't get into the college of his choice, and if he didn't get into the college of his choice, then his whole life would be ruined and be a total failure. So everything just built and built and built because he couldn't keep it in perspective. What Jake needed was resilience. Resilience is knowing that when you get knocked down, you can get back up. You are stronger than you think. That's resilience. I think the Apostle Paul was resilient. He'd been knocked down many times, sometimes literally, and he knew how to get back up. In fact, he was writing this letter to the church in Philippi from prison. But he had this inner resilience, this inner strength that sustained him. And as he sat there in his cell, he prayed to God and he offered God all his anxiety, all his fears, his anxiety about his safety, his worry about his future, his concern for the churches that he had established. He handed it all to God, and then he was able to find that peace which passes understanding. You know, there's something helpful about naming our fears. And when we pray to God and tell God what's going on, we're verbalizing what we're anxious about, and that helps ease that anxiety. Paul says, "The Lord is near. God is with us. God is not remote or far away or uncaring, but God is with us and God cares about us." When we remember that, it eases our anxiety. Paul says, "Make your requests known to God, and the peace which passes understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You know, that peace that he's talking about is not something that we know intellectually or rationally, but it's something that's deep inside us. It's not something that we can grasp with our minds, but it's something we can experience in our hearts. It passes our understanding. Years ago in Oregon, I was asked by a woman to visit her mother who was dying. So I came and talked to her by the bedside there. It was pretty clear that she was near the end. And as I talked, I seemed to sense that she was okay. And I said, "Are you at peace with God?" And she thought about it for a moment. She said, "Yes, I'm at peace with God." I think that is the kind of peace that Paul is talking about. The peace that passes all understanding. I get anxious sometimes. Sometimes in the middle of the night I wake up worried about something and I have to get up and go down and slow down, calm my mind, quiet myself. And then I can slip into prayer and offer my worries and my fears to God. And then I can find peace and go back to bed. I'd like to close with hymn 635. "If thou but trust in God to guide thee, and hope in him through all thy ways, he'll give thee strength whate'er betide thee, and bear thee through the evil days. Who trusts in God's unchanging love, trusts in a rock that naught can move." Amen. Amen.